whole world functions on a little light. Are we broadcasting? All right, excellent. Greetings, Mr. Wetzel. All right, good morning, everyone. It's approximately 11:30 on September 25th, 2013. We're meeting for the administrative portion of the commission meeting. This is Commissioner Brian Culk, joined by my colleagues. I would ask if they have any opening comments.
I have no opening comments.
No comments. No.
Okay, great. We have one item on consent. Before I move, it's dealing with what we just talked about today, the potential, the hearings we've set up for the 31st of October, and the first dealing with appointing staff counsel to retain Mitch and Brad Schmidt. So I think this is good. We're moving forward on that. So I think everything's in order. I'd move passage of the one item on consent.
Second.
We have a motion and a second. Is there any further discussion? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Okay, discussion matters with the commission. We have none on the schedule. I just had one I wanted to throw out to my colleagues and to staff. Is the I'm now the chair of, not now, but I've been the chair of MARC for the last, not the chair of MARC, the treasurer of MARC the last few months. And every once in a while we get a check that comes into the agency that I have to sign as MARC treasurer. And so one of those came in and somebody got it and they didn't know what to do with it, so they sent it back to the MARC group. So if you get any of those that come in, wherever that might be, so could you just send those, give those to John? I'll have to be signing those for the next 6 months, and then presumably someone else will be the treasurer. So, okay, if there's any questions on that.
No, we'll make sure we take care of that.
Who opens the mail? I have no idea.
Well, it's one of those things that just happens. But if someone sees a MARC bill, they're not going to think to give it to me, even though it may have my name somewhere deep down in the letterhead. So, okay, I don't have any other items to add to discussion. Did you have any, Julie, you want to talk about? Randy?
Me neither.
Okay. We just, point of order, if it's all right, Mr. Wetzel has joined us. Dale, we got a bunch of things to schedule, but I don't want to hold you up for your time. If there's anything particular you wanted to ask us, Randy and Julie, if you're okay with that, that way we don't hold you here. Because our discussion, scheduling matters, we've got three at least to schedule, and I've got four more to add for a director's meeting budget.
I was down at this thing about the energy corridor. I wanted to ask each of you, I'm presuming you're somewhat familiar with it. I was just wanting to ask you what you thought about that concept.
Are you coming over to
actually,
want
no,
me
I'm
to
not.
Carry over?
No.
Well, I guess I speak for myself.
Thank
is
you.
That I was unaware that they were doing it yesterday at 10:30. So we don't usually participate in the Empower discussion. The energy corridor concept is a point of discussion at all of our hearings. You'll get those that are for energy corridors will say you can consolidate your infrastructure in a certain spot, so there are some gains for that. Those that are against the energy corridor concept, for example, the big power lines would want to have more reliability, so they like to spread them out. They don't like to put them in corridors. So I have not seen what the governor said, but I'm curious to see what the press conference said. But I guess that's my 2 cents worth on that.
Go ahead, Randy.
I think to add to that, you know, you, Commissioner, touched on the big subject of the positive and negatives of getting everything in a simple corridor, and the negatives being, well, reliability. If there's a snowstorm and it cleans out a power line, the real small view on the same pros and cons, I think, I don't remember the landowner's name, but it was discussed up in Tioga where one guy is saying, well, you know, there's some stuff a mile or two away on the neighbor's land. Why don't they just put it down there? That's ruined already. You know, why bother me with having to see something or farm around something? And perhaps the neighbors down there are thinking, well, if everybody takes their fair share, none of us have to farm around so many poles. And so that's the single landowner's thing, and it's been going on for years. I remember the discussion 30 years ago in Mercer County, the exact same thing, where some were saying, well, I'll put it over there. Those guys already have some power lines. And they were saying, yeah, we already got some. You take some, too. Mm-hmm. And so there's definitely pros and cons. But I also am unaware of the details of the governor's announcement this morning.
Okay. And I don't have any of the details either. We haven't seen the proposal or the plan to know what they're suggesting. I would say, having worked here now for going on 9 months, that we spend an awful lot of time on infrastructure proposals and siting. Companies spend an awful lot of time and money on the siting process. It has struck me that there may be room for better coordination. I don't know what kind of conversations go on between the companies when they're developing all these things. So if this is an effort to improve the coordination, I think it's great. I'm very interested in learning more about it, and to the extent that we're able to participate, to do so.
I can just listen to the audio once it's posted. Is the audio going to be posted today or this afternoon? Okay. I was interested in whether the rate increase was suspended, the MDU natural gas rate increase.
Yes, it was.
Okay. Yep. And also, was the Bison 4 wind project approved?
It was, Dale, and we had some discussion about that. This will bring the total for the Bison 1, 2, 3, 4 wind farms. Bison 1 through 4 will be 495 megawatts of wind now with those, and with Oliver County 1 and 2 being 50 and 48 megawatts, we now will have roughly 600 megawatts of wind right in that Oliver County area. So it's really becoming a significant area for wind energy development.
And I was curious about the there wasn't any paperwork on the website yet, but the series of orders regarding wind turbine decommissioning.
Yeah, absolutely, Dale. As you're probably well aware of, the legislature set out some guidelines about wind decommissioning and basically gave the commission latitude to set when a bond may be considered. And the commission rules say we may put a bond out there after 10 years. So for the first time ever, we now have some turbines that are coming into that have come into that 10-year window. And so we put together, with legal advice and just our own experience, these series of orders which lay out individually the wind farms by company that were built 10 years ago. And we've given 30 days for the companies basically to update their decommissioning plans. And then what I'm envisioning is we'll look at what they would file, and we'll have at least an informal hearing. But if we would deem to have a formal hearing, or someone would ask for a formal hearing, we'll do that. With the wind farms, the two Basin Electric ones, the blue ones just south of Minot, were one batch. Two down Edgley Calm with FPL, a 40.5 megawatt farm. The other one, a 21 megawatt farm down in Edgley. And the last two were just two individual turbines, the one east of Petersburg and one east of Valley City for Mincota. And what's unique is the commission didn't cite these at that time because they were below the siting threshold. So these are the wind farms that will be coming in the 10-year window this year. So we're going to be looking at each one of them with their decommissioning plan. And some say they're going to decommission based on the salvage value. Some actually have some more detailed plans. So the goal here is to do, like Commissioner Christmas said during the meeting, to have the same kind of thing that Governor Lincoln envisioned with our coal, that someday it will be done being mined. You put the land back the way it is, that we would do the same thing here for the wind farms. A secondary goal might be that the 10 years was kind of a first shot about how long the commission may put a bond out there or other financial assurances. So during this first batch, we may come back and say 10 years is too long. We may think it's just fine, but it really the first time the commission has dealt with this.
So are you requiring these projects to post a bond?
We are not. We are requiring them to update their decommissioning plans within 30 days. And then during the hearing, we may require financial assurances that this not bonds. We may say their plans are great. I can't predict what we'll do other than we're going to spend more time fleshing out the details of their plans, because quite honestly, some of the decommissioning plans are, I would say, pretty thin. One of them talks about they're basically going to use their internal assets to take care of it. And
I'd like to add to that. A number of the decommissioning plans talk about the salvage value being what will pay for the cost of decommissioning. And I need to be persuaded of why I should be confident that A, it's not going to be mortgaged or something, or B, that it's going to be available, or C, that if we would have to take over the process and decommission a wind farm, that we want to be in the salvage business. So I think that's one of the key reasons why we need to get into this and have some hearings with them and figure out exactly how we're going to handle it. I mentioned earlier that a lot of credit is given, and appropriately, to Governor Link for his speech, and I don't have the quote, but in general it was about how when the coal mining ceases, if this land is restored to how it was before mining started, future generations will be very grateful to us. And Senator Bob Straub, District 33, was a key player in coming up with a lot of North Dakota's good reclamation laws, having been from that area and seen how abandoned mine lands were left in spoil piles, and he made sure that that didn't happen. I think with the explosion of wind power that we've had in the last decade, right now we're embarking on a similar thing. Nobody looks back and think, we shouldn't be bothering reclaiming coal mines. And I think future generations will look at us positively someday if we make sure that when these wind farms cease to operate, that that land is restored to the kind of condition it was in before they started.
I'd add two things. First of all, in our most recent hearing in down in Hettinger, the company leading that wind farm development was very open to a bond. They just expressed that they thought that was a reasonable approach. So that was interesting from the industry perspective. Secondly, I initially thought we needed to come up with some sort of a program that was uniform and treated every farm the same. And after talking about this a few different times now, I realized that there's probably good reason to treat each different project separately, because some of the farms might be owned by a public utility that is, you know, covered in with ratepayers, and so you don't necessarily need to pass along the bond cost to ratepayers, or should you? That's an important question, and they may have enough financial backing to be able to decommission a wind farm without a bond. So I think each project, the course we set out allows us to look at each project separately and come up with the company a plan that works best for that particular project.
Was the basin transload siting application approved?
Yes.
Okay. I think.
And if you don't have the stats from that, that's 89,000 barrels a day, 400 trucks per day off the road, connecting just a 4 mile pipe, but reducing the volume of truck delivered oil to that rail facility and substituting it with pipe.
Do you have a summary sheet for the MDU natural gas?
Yep, I do. Do you want some comments on it? I can give you
please.
A copy of this. It was they're requesting a 6.4% overall rate increase, which amounts to a 9.5% rate increase for average residential customers, which is about $5.15 per month. They haven't had a general rate increase since October of 2004. And since that time, the company has said they have an additional $100 million in investment in North Dakota gas operations and infrastructure. So this rate increase basically is intended, well, it seems somewhat counterintuitive with gas prices going down, the company is requesting a rate increase to cover their additional investments in infrastructure, in their distribution, largely their distribution system. So they've replaced a number of existing facilities, added new customers. They've brought online in December of 2010 a new landfill gas production facility in Billings that adds 138,000 decatherms annually of gas. That hasn't been covered in rate base previously, so that's in here. They've added a new automated meter reading system since the last rate case. So they're looking now to capture some of those investments in their rate base, and that's what we'll be evaluating.
What do you all think of the utility's ability to implement an interim rate increase? I'm first of all, Is MDU going to implement their interim rate increase in 60 days?
They've requested one. We did not act on that today. We'll be taking that up at a
later. Their interim rate increase?
No.
Okay. What do you think about that whole concept of them being able to start collecting more money right away before you can review their rate filing?
I think overall it's okay, because they're, whatever we decide in the rate case, they have to return any money that is over-collected. So it gives us a good amount of time to look at the rate case and fully analyze all the components of it and not be under pressure from the company for time. And so it gives us a little more breathing room to do a good job in the rate case, allows them to capture what they think they need to cover some of these investments. And then in the end, the customer isn't going to be paying any more, because whatever is overcharged will be returned to them. Whatever, if anything, is overcharged will be returned to them.
Maybe just to add, Dale, I too support interim rates. How you get to the interim rates, there's a process involved that has a very good formula in place. And so one of the reasons we suspended the rates today and we didn't act on interim rates is we want to make sure staff has a good chance to go through everything they want to include in interim rates. There's a very good formula that says things that may have been improved in the past can be included in interim rates, things that aren't. So it's not like interim rates are just picked out of some number out of the sky. There's a pretty good basis for those interim rates. And as Commissioner Fedorchuk pointed out, it allows the commission to, if needed, spend more than 7 months to do these rate cases, because otherwise I've always felt that 7 months becomes a pressure point. Let's take the time we need to have the appropriate public meetings, to allow interveners a chance, to take whatever time we need to come to the right decision. I think it just, the interim rates give everyone a little bit of flexibility.
And I think that pretty well summarized it, but, you know, the opportunity for them to just set the rate while the rate case is going on was suspended by us today. The interim rate that, we may or may not approve later on will be something that staff has had a chance to look over, and we will have researched it. And if it's, you know, I would assume that interim rate is going to be an amount that is probably very likely going to be, that they will at least get that out of the end game.
I wouldn't say that personally, though.
They've asked for a 4.2% increase for interim rate, which is $4.45 million, and their overall total rate increase was $6.8 million. So it's about two-thirds.
But it's in the ballpark, and if it turns out to be less than that, it will come back to the customers. And so it's a, you know, kind of a middle ground for the interim phase while we're doing a good, thorough study.
Do you have any paper on the wind turbine decommissioning investigation
yet? I do. Each one, I have the actual motion and then the decommissioning plan that was filed. So if you want those, Dale, I'm happy.
I'd like those. And also, did you do the Ellendale to South Dakota?
We did. We approved the PCNN. Okay. Just a quick narrative on that. It's 10 miles of 160-mile line. Most of it's going to go in South Dakota, but it really helps North Dakota's export potential for transmission and potentially import potential as we look at meeting energy needs in the West.
Thank you.
Okay. All right, we can give those to you real quick, Dale. Anything else, Mr. Wetzel? Well, I don't want to hold you. Here you go.
You want that? Yep.
That's all.
I also have it on email if you want me to email it to you.
Sure.
Just disregard those notes I made about
sure.
you on that
yeah,
one.
Okay, yeah, okay.
Dale Wetzel's the coolest reporter.
Good dude.
Dale Wetzel, disgusting.
I'll email that to you.
All right.
Yep.
Okay, we'll go back to the
girl's.
No, this worked out better for all of us, I think, Dale. Thank you. Okay, we'll go right to scheduling. We have what's listed as scheduling, but also a few comments that came into me today. The first one, I wanted to schedule the formal hearing for Red River Valley Gas Plant, PCNN ADP. The company being Xcel Energy, NSP, has filed this. Given our schedules, I wanted to put some dots in the calendar for the formal hearing and then let everybody get to work. So, Sarah, are you working on that from the other side, if you will? You're part of advocacy staff on that, correct?
Yes, I'm on the dark side.
Okay. The side of the people, right? Are you sensing that 30 days from now, 60 days from now, what do you think that you might want to be looking at?
Well, we would want it, I presume, after we have the hearings on the ADPs for the wind project. So it would have to be probably at least 2 weeks after that.
Okay. And then,
just to get the notice out and everything.
All right. Patrick, I should have probably asked you too, obviously. This is our, well, this is our guy.
I just wanted to add that I checked in with Al Hoberg for ALJ.
Oh, beautiful. Okay.
And there would be available 13th, November 13th through 15th.
Okay.
20 through 24. Oh, wait a minute. Not available on these days. Not available 13th through the 15th of November.
I think that somehow that speaks as Nehruk to me.
I think Nehruk is 18 to
20. Okay.
And then not available 20 through 24.
Say that okay, one more time, Pat. Now that I got my calendar pulled up, everybody else got theirs too. All right. When is he available?
I have the dates he's not.
Let's try it again. When is he not available?
Okay. He's not available November 13 through 15.
Okay.
He's not available the 20th through the 24th.
Okay.
And he's not available December 2nd, 4th, 5th.
Okay.
And not available December 15 through 19th.
What about we put this thing out there on December 11th?
Just one day, what we need?
Is this the gas plant thing?
This is the gas plant thing. You know, we could sure pick 2 days, Randy. That's not a bad idea.
I'm not saying we need. I don't know.
You know, I don't think this will be. I don't know. I think one full day, it'll be in our hearing room. I don't know. Are we going to go out there, though? We probably would go there, wouldn't we? If it's proposed to be built in the Hankinson area, we would go out there, wouldn't we?
Is it a siting hearing?
It's not a siting.
Oh, no, you're right. It's not. It's a ADP, PCNS. So we could do that right here. Well, how about that? If December 11th, we start here at 8:30. We don't have to go anywhere?
No, at one point, we talked about wanting to do this sooner.
That is correct. The whatever we want to do, that's why I asked the availability. I think what comes down to now is we only have so much time.
Well, is Al the only ALJ that we can use?
Well, I would think he would have told me this is not necessarily his available days, but I think it's the days that ALJs are not available.
I see.
Okay, let's go a little bit closer detail then. So you said starting back in the week of the 18th, when is he not available?
The week of November 18th?
Yeah.
He is not available 20 through 24.
Yolanda is not available for 18 through 20.
Okay.
Yeah, we aren't. Nehruk is the 18th and 19th.
Right. Well, what about November 25th, that Monday? I have things I can move around that day.
The week of the 11th is out, did he say?
What is his non-availability back up to the 11th?
November 11th?
13th through the 15th, he's not available.
He would be available November 11th.
That's Veterans Day, isn't it?
Veterans Day, yeah.
I doubt he is.
Not available November 11th. Okay.
The 12th.
How about I suppose the 28th must be Thanksgiving, even though it's not on my calendar.
Yeah, that's what I had that blocked out for November.
But earlier in the week, do we have conflicts?
That's what I'm just asking. We're on November 25th now, working our way across.
And the 12th was out?
12th of?
November.
Yes, sorry. So 25th, Jules? No?
It looks all right.
Randy?
25th? Yep. The 26th would work. Better for me, but if somebody else has travel plans or something.
I need the 26th, too. I wouldn't leave for Thanksgiving.
We're sure that Thanksgiving isn't the 21st?
It would be the fourth Thursday of the month.
Oh,
so
it is? That how that? Oh.
The
end of the
month.
Okay.
So 28th. 26th is fine by me.
26 works. Okay.
Jules, 26th?
That works.
Okay, November 26th. And quite to be frankly with Julie and Randy, I've heard fifth hand that there might be some movement of what XL is going to do on this, so
right.
That's why I wanted to schedule it. They'll either be prepared or they'll tell us they're not going to need it, one of the two.
Okay, do we have a time on the 26th we're looking at?
Let's start early.
8:30, 9 o'clock.
When are those hearings for the, hold on a minute, when are the hearings for the wind?
31st and the 1st of November. So we'll have entertained the wind hearings.
No, they'll be after this, right?
They'll be after.
Which is good.
No, October 31st and November 1st is the wind hearings.
Sorry.
So this will be after that by almost a month. Well, 24 days.
We can't do this before the wind hearings.
I don't think there's any time in the schedule.
Is there time for notice purposes? No.
Because your next meeting is the 9th. And you need 5 days.
We're still meeting, so we could still do something today. We needed to.
The notice today?
But, I mean, this is strategically some sort of an issue here.
That's a good point.
I'd like to have this hearing before we give that, you know, consider this ADP for all the wind.
Well, whatever you want to do is fine. I mean, they're separate issues, even though they might be related in our own viewpoints.
They are, but they're all they're all ADPs. So, I mean, at some point, how much power are you going to add? Is all of it prudent?
I see your point. You'd like to hold it. Well, it goes back to the simply. Okay, let's go the other way here.
You're talking about decisions?
We don't have to make decisions. We can have the hearings.
Yeah.
Well, what's the earliest we could have the hearing aside all the judge problems? If we had a special meeting this afternoon to notice it, what would be the earliest with the announcements that we could have it?
Okay.
Let's go try it.
You have a calendar. So today
is the 25th.
The paper, it's the Fargo paper that is the issue. You have to get it to them. If you get it to them this week, then a week from next Monday is when they would publish it.
Okay, so a week from next Monday, which would be October 7th. Okay, so then we're back to November 7th.
So November 6th is the earliest you could do it.
And that's where I think we've got a pretty tight schedule that week already. So that there's just no time, Jules.
Well, and that's after the other ones already anyway, so.
Right. But, I mean, we could try to do one November 4th or 8th if you wanted, but that's a pretty busy week.
Well, no, the 6th would be the soonest.
So we could do it the 6th or the 8th.
I count the 8th.
All right.
Yeah, so let's just stick with the 26th, and we probably won't have a decision on the other one. Okay. So November 26th, Patrick, 8:30 in the morning. Does that work for everybody, time-wise?
Sure.
Or the 11th of December?
No, that is not going to go.
Let's do that off.
Yeah.
Okay.
November 26th, 8:30, this room.
Okay.
All right. Hoofta. Mr. Leon, you'd like to have a work session in the Thunder Spirit Wind.
Yeah. How about early next week, shooting for putting in a decision on October 9th if we can?
Okay.
I'm out of town on Monday.
Okay. October 1st, I'm pretty open Tuesday.
I could do it the morning.
Don't we have... Was the Steffes meeting changed?
Yep. That moved.
I still got that on my calendar, so that's off. We don't have that on the 1st.
It has to be before completed. I have to be leaving at 11 on the 1st.
Okay. First is
Tuesday.
Could we go 10 to 11? Do you want to go?
Good Tuesday morning. I haven't been able to check with Zach if he's open on these yet, and so I'm thinking that if he can't attend, that we can go without him. This was pretty straightforward, I thought.
Well, let's not.
I would say 9:30 if we're going to do it that day.
That's fine with me, Randy.
9:30 Tuesday morning?
Well, let's double check here. That works for our colleague. Could we even go 9?
Mm-mm.
No? Okay.
Yep, it works for me. All I had is that Steffes thing. So.
All right, now, so 9:30, and you'll check with Zach. Okay. All righty, then.
That was on Thunder Spirit, right?
Correct.
Yep.
And then, you know, Esther, you noticed these, but you're the only person that really can do these, right, to get them all out to us, all these invites? Because I know that you do a great job putting them out, and just last time we just had a lot of things, and so the quicker we can get them on our calendars, we don't double book ourselves.
I like to kind of wait until Daryl gets me the admin confirmation, and then to make sure that mine are okay with his.
Well, Daryl, can you bump that up to get that to Esther as quick as possible? Because what's happening
today, there's not a lot of minutes for the other stuff. So
okay, but going forward,
you could even just afterwards confirm the times. Maybe just you two talk.
That's a good idea.
Confirm the times. And then when you go back to your desk, if you could send them out, because it is really
the second we schedule.
Our schedules fill up, and then we've double booked on top of a hearing that we've noticed, so that gets to be a problem.
By 2 o'clock today, one of us will be asked to be somewhere else, and we'll look at our calendar, and we'll say, yeah, it's open. And then we'll get the invite, then we'll drop in there. So I think Julie's idea is great. If you could just compare notes, and then as soon as you can get them out to us, that'd be great. All right. Thank you, Daryl. Thank you, Esther. Okay. Work session Hess Corporation. Mr. Fawn.
Pick a date or two. Because I haven't checked in with our staff attorney yet. But, and I haven't quite finished preparing a draft order.
Well, how about...
So give me a couple weeks or something.
So go ahead, Jules. The week of October 7th, is that what you're thinking?
Yeah, that works.
It's a pretty good meeting week for me.
I have a hearing that we're in Tioga that on Tuesday for a hearing. Is that still?
Formal hearing. Oh, you were correct. Okay, so that's...
And then we have a commission meeting on the next day.
Yep. How about Monday the 7th? October 7th.
How could we do it the 10th?
Of October. I think so, in the morning.
Mm-hmm. It's okay with me.
Okay. There you go, Patrick.
Okay.
October 10th at 10. Okay, that was easy enough. All right, then I had some notes here from other meetings. Daryl, we need to go back to directors' meetings. We, for some reason, that dropped off the radar screen, so, boy.
We've done that the first Thursday of the month at 10 o'clock. Do you want to continue with that?
Well.
I thought we did it on Fridays.
Yeah.
Here's what I think we're going to have to do is, what month
schedule
is it?
Schedule them each month.
Schedule them each month. Let's try to piece something together here. How about October 17th, 18th, 24th, and 25th for Randy and Julie?
Not the 17th and 18th.
Okay, 24th, 25th.
Okay, by me.
Yep, those dates are...
Okay, so let's go October. Go ahead.
Before we schedule those, though, the Hess Corporation work session, are we expecting... What time did we set that for? Or did we just pick the day and let Pat negotiate it?
I think we said 10, didn't we?
10 a.m. on the 10th.
Would we want to have our directors meeting in advance of that or something, maybe?
Mm-hmm. And sure, that's a good idea.
Just,
that's
you
a
know,
good idea.
That's a good idea.
Kind of only tie up one day.
Mm-hmm.
That's fine. Okay, so October 10th at 9. Perfect. So let's jump to the planning fiasco of November. Oh, boy. November 7th, will everybody be around?
Could we set our next director's meeting at our current director's meeting, and then we're always not...
That's fine. If you want to do it that way, I don't. Just as long as we do it, because this dropped off the
let's
radar
just
screen.
Just have it on the agenda to set the next meeting at the current meeting.
Okay, that's
as
fine.
An idea.
I don't. That's fine, because that's something we can move around.
Right, but the less advanced we do it, the less likely it's going to be moved around. So if we plan 3 days and 3 months in advance, it's more likely to.
Yeah, because we're not going to. We'll reschedule a director's meeting for a hearing or something.
Yeah.
Okay, that's all by. All right, Daryl, so make sure we do that.
All right, I'll have it on the agenda.
And on that, the budget meeting. In our discussion about the recent hire, if you will, came out, we should probably have budget updates. So I wouldn't say this is super pressing other than we put it in a schedule. Maybe we could do that. We have a commission meeting. When do we have them in October? October 9th, the 23rd. You know, can we do something like the afternoon, the 23rd, after the informals?
That's something that we, I don't know what, how do we set that time in advance? Can we do it just at the end of our meeting without setting an exact time? As far as noticing it?
You mean on the 23rd?
On any day when we have a normal commission meeting.
Yeah, absolutely.
These things like our budget or directors' meetings, can we notice them without a clear time that it's just whenever we get done with our...
No, we can't do that. We got to give them a time.
Okay. Mm-hmm. But then we could run late if...
Oh, absolutely.
If we said it's going to be at 2:30 and our meeting goes late, we just hold off.
Yeah. I'd rather not add that onto the day of our hearing and and our commission meeting, because we end up having no time at all to do anything else.
Well, okay. I mean, that's fine.
So, but if we wanted to add it to something where it's not like a whole day of meetings already, but one or two, that would work.
All right. I'll go back to the 24th and the 25th of October. I don't have
anything. We have that Steffes meeting on the
16th.
Oh, Randy's gone then. Okay.
And we could push it to November. We wanted to get something scheduled for the budget update. When does this quarter end, Josh?
September 30th.
So that'd be perfect if we did something in October. You can tell us where we're at.
For the reporting period, anytime after, say, the 11th, 12th of the month, then we would have information up to September 30th.
Okay. Well, does October 24th work?
It works for me. Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. Well, let's try that at... Do you want to go 9 or 10?
I'm either way.
Let's try 9 o'clock. Then we get something else comes up, we can do it. All righty. Okay. Budget directors meeting, budget meeting. I got a phone call from the North Dakota RECs. They just want to come tell us what they're up to. Kind of like Steffes does. They said November, anytime is...
Can we do it after the budget meeting?
We can.
4th at 9, like 10?
I will call them back and see if that works. 10 a.m. on the 24th. Does that work for you, Randy?
Yes. Would we want to do them before the budget meeting? Because if we went long with them, the budget meeting could be put off. I always feel kind of bad when we're having our own meeting and people that have come for a time certain are sitting out in the hall because they don't want to interfere with our meeting. So I guess my preference would be to have them first and budget second.
Sure.
That's fine.
We could do budget at 10 and them at 9.
Okay, perfect. All righty. And then I had another note from XL Energy, and we have a PI meeting scheduled for November 7th with them in the morning. They asked if we could move that to the afternoon, and that's fine by me. I've got nothing the afternoon of November 7th. Could do it at 1 or 1:30, if that works for you, too.
Sure.
I'm just...
So it frees up the morning, quite honestly.
At 1?
Let's double check.
If we're going to the afternoon, I'd just soon have it as early as possible, so 1 works.
1 o'clock? 1 o'clock. Okay, so Daryl, you'll call NSB, Daryl? Okay, I think that's everything that I had on my notes. Randy or Julie, do you have anything you need to add?
No.
Jules? All right. Members of the PSC staff, do we miss anything?
Did you want to schedule another work session for the NSB rate case?
Oh, great idea. Yeah, we did. We wanted to schedule another work session for the NSB rate case. Good call, sir. Okay, we said about, what did you say, Julie, for your portfolio, 3 weeks from now, a month from now? So today is September 25th, so we're back to October again. Well, that famous October 24th date is filling up pretty good.
What about the 22nd?
Of October? October? Yeah, that's good by me.
Works for me.
All right, what time would we like to do it at? Famous 10 o'clock?
Sure.
10 o'clock.
When again?
NSB rate case, October 22nd, 10 o'clock.
Rate case work session.
Yeah. I might not be here that day.
That's all right, Jerry.
Okay.
We'll proceed without you. Where are you going to go, Jerry?
OMS is having meetings. I think they're that week.
Oh, good. That's a reason for me not to have to go, and you can go my stead. All right. Good catch, sir. Anything else? Okay. we will close the administration portion of the meeting. Thank you all.